again to Natural Doc Radio, naturaldocradio.com. So you can go on your computer at any time and access any one of these recordings at your leisure. You don't have to be in a specific place at a specific time in order to take advantage of all of this great information on naturaldocradio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor. And today what I'm doing is the second half of the list, the top 10 food additives to avoid. So we'll be going through five different very, very common food additives, what you need to look for on the label of different foods and drinks that you're choosing, and make sure you're choosing foods that don't have any of these ingredients listed on the label. And I'll be telling you why you need to avoid these particular chemical substances that actually can do your body harm. And you might say, well, isn't the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, taking care of that, making sure that we're not exposed to terrible chemicals, or making sure that our children are not exposed to these dangerous chemicals? Well, unfortunately, there are more former chemical company executives on staff at the Food and Drug Administration than there are honest scientists who have the capacity to evaluate the effect of these chemicals on the human body. So no one's out there protecting you. You need to protect yourself. First one on my list, sodium sulfite. And you might be very well aware of this particular chemical. You might be very well aware that sulfites in general are things that you would want to stay away from. Well, first of all, you're going to find sodium sulfites used in wines and in dried fruit. There are many dried fruits available in health food stores that are specifically labeled sulfite-free. So that's what you want to look for. And if you're buying your dried fruit, your raisins, as an example, in the grocery store, you want to look at the little area that says ingredients. And if it says anything in addition to the specific fruit, the raisins, the craisins that are out there, prunes, dried apricots, if it says anything like sodium sulfite, sulfites, you want to avoid it. The other area where it's very common to find sulfites would be in different wines. And there are certain sulfites that are naturally occurring in the wines, but then there are wines that have added sulfites to them. The sulfites essentially are there as a preservative, keeping a certain level of stability, a longer shelf life, so to speak, for the particular wines. And maybe the wine would have a lower chance of turning, developing an off flavor with the additional sulfites. So, what do you need to be concerned about? Well, sulfite sensitivity. The FDA has some information that says as many as 1 person in 100 are sensitive to sulfites in food. And I'm going to say that that number is probably a low number. I would possibly go higher with that estimation, because I think that there are a lot of people who might not necessarily know that their headaches come from the sulfites that they have unknowingly been exposed to. People who are sensitive to the sulfites, they may exhibit some breathing problems. Maybe you're very, very much more vulnerable to developing bronchitis. Maybe you have actually been diagnosed with asthma. Those two respiratory issues can very much be associated with exposure to sulfites, as can headaches and skin rashes. So some people might develop red blotchy appearance on their skin. And if they were to investigate over the prior 48 hours the different foods that they had been consuming, they may very well find that there was a number of different foods that contain sulfites. It's interesting because unless you are consuming foods that you can actually identify what they are, like grains that have not been turned into prepared cereals or breads or crackers or cookies, you might very well find that you are consuming sulfites and not really being aware of it. So if you're someone who's been dealing with any kind of breathing problems, headaches, and skin rashes, you might get very, very cautious about what prepared foods you're choosing. The next one is something that I've been talking about for years and years and years, and what I'm talking about are sodium nitrates and sodium nitrites. Now, this goes far beyond headache or rash or breathing problem. This is serious chemical contamination. And where are you likely to find it? It's a pretty long list. You may find it in hot dogs unless it says nitrate, nitrite free. Bacon, ham, all of those different deli meats that you might be using for lunch sandwiches, any kind of cured meat, corned beef, smoked fish. And so essentially what it is processed meat products. It's these chemicals are there for a couple of different reasons. The nitrate chemical is the one that keeps the color in the meat. So if you've ever had some roast beef and the top slice of roast beef is a beautiful, bright, healthy, quality-looking red, and then you take that top slice off, and underneath, the color is much more dull, possibly having a good bit of gray in the color. So the nitrate is in the top slice, and lower levels of nitrate in the subsequent levels. Now, here's the really heartbreakingly awful part of this. It's highly carcinogenic once it comes in contact with the different enzymes and acids in your digestive tract. There is a chemical interaction that takes place, and there are nitrosamine compounds, and those nitrosamine compounds have a very strong negative effect on your liver and pancreas. It is very, very much a chemical linked to digestive system cancers. So nitrites would be more, sodium nitrite would be more a preservative that would keep the fats and the proteins from deteriorating. And the nitrate is both the preservative and the color preservative. And both of them have serious negative impact on your liver and pancreas and very, very much creating a toxic chemical within your body that is a precursor to many different types of cancers. So always look for nitrate-free meats. And when you're choosing organic lunch meats that you're going to find in health food stores, when you're going for hot dogs that you find in a health food store, very often you'll see in very big letters that these products are sodium nitrite and sodium nitrate free. A very, very important choice. And you think about, you know, the kinds of foods we feed our kids, hot dogs in particular, lunch meat and bacon as a treat on the weekends with their bacon and eggs. Very important to keep these chemicals away from our kids. Okay, here we go, another preservative. BHA and BHT. Both of these are used very commonly in grain type of products. So the nitrates and nitrites would be in the protein meat products, beef and poultry, as well as fish. And the BHA, BHT would be the things that are going to be used as preservatives mostly in grain products. So things like different chips, cereals, rice, and then here come the other ones, those frozen breakfast sausages, chewing gum, candy, and those hydrogenated shortening products. And one of the things that I tell people to be really careful to look for, you know those products that are the frostings for cake that come in a can all ready to spread on your cake or cupcakes or cookies or muffins or whatever? That's where you need to be looking for the BHA and the BHT. Jell-O, BHA, BHT. And so, why are these chemicals so commonly present in those foods that I mentioned? It maintains the color, it maintains the flavor, and it minimizes the changing of the fats so that there's a rancidity that would be detectable. What's very, very interesting is the rancidity may be taking place. So there, the fat content in some of these foods may actually be turning toward rancid, but with these preservatives, you're not able to have such a discerning palate that you can say, ooh, something's wrong here. This tastes off. It doesn't taste good. Okay. In addition to consuming the potential for consuming those beginningly rancid fats, there is a negative neurological impact. It hurts your brain. It can alter behavior, and it also is a contributing factor to developing cancer. BHA and BHT are oxidants. So what do you do when you're taking vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin A? You're using antioxidant nutrients, nutrients that are going to protect your body from, or protect your cells rather, from oxidative damage. Here's the two substances, two of many out there in our preserved and processed foods that cause oxidative damage. Very, very important to understand that when your body's overwhelmed with oxidative damage, your body and organs are much more vulnerable to abnormal cell development. What is abnormal cell development? Cancer. So be very careful. Take a look at your chips, your gum, your cereal, those frozen breakfast sausages, candy, and Jell-O. Make sure that you're not bringing home BHA and BHT that can have a negative effect on your brain. Now, another preservative, sulfur dioxide. sulfur dioxide you may very well find in beers and different drinks. Again, some dried fruit, juices, vinegar, any of the prepared potato products, you know, so like instant mashed potatoes or those boxes of scalloped potatoes, those may very well contain sulfur dioxide. That's a toxic ingredient. Once again, contributing to the development of breathing problems as serious as asthma, it might cause a sudden drop in blood pressure. It could actually, in some people who are very sensitive, contribute to the sudden onset of anaphylactic shock. It wipes out certain B vitamins in your body. It wipes out vitamin E, and crucially important to avoid this exposure of sulfur dioxide in kids, severely toxic adverse reactions. So let's say that your child has a predisposition towards some breathing problems, a cough, bronchitis, maybe even diagnosed with asthma. Very important to read the list of ingredients in any of the prepared foods. Once again, soft drinks, dried fruit, juices, and potato products, those packaged processed potato products. Okay, and the last one for today, potassium bromate. Very, very interesting. I talk to people all the time about the negatives associated with this particular chemical. It's used to increase volume in bread and rolls. Okay, so it's a dough conditioner, and it could possibly be listed on a label as a dough conditioner, and then maybe in parenthesis a little bit more of a description, but you think, okay, dough conditioner, how bad could that be? You know, this is just supporting the quality of the bread or rolls that I'm buying. Well, potassium bromate has been identified in animal research as a carcinogen. So there is research identifying it as a contributing factor to cancer. We know that. And yet, it's still present in our commercial baked goods. So once again, shopping in a health food store and you're going to find bread and rolls that have no bromate in them as a dough conditioner. There would be more natural substances used to create the volume that the bakers are looking for. Even a small amount, very small exposure, is enough to create problems in humans. And so bromine has also the potential to interfere with how iodine works in your body, potassium iodide being very protective and supportive of how your thyroid works correctly, then your adrenals work correctly. You are less likely to be dealing with sleep interruption, mood imbalances. So crucially important to be aware of looking at the list of ingredients in your baked goods. So rolls, bread, any kind of baked goods, take a look and make sure there is no potassium bromate. And to be certain that it doesn't say brominated flour. Very, very toxic chemical contaminant in our baked goods. So you've been listening to Health Tips from Janet, and that's the end of the 10 food additives that you are that I'm suggesting that you be very aware of and take important steps to avoid these toxic ingredients. Very negative, very serious negatives for your good health and the health of your family members. And be sure to tune in to naturaldocradio.com on a regular basis, because there are always new recordings up here at the website meant to support your good health. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.